theater school at DePaul University presents The Lady from the Sea by Henrik Ibsen, translated by Pam Gems. Director, Aaron Kraft. Scenic designer, Camilla Devereaux. Costume designer, Laura Hall. Lighting designer, Jamie Lynn Woods. Sound designer, Spencer Batho. Dramaturgs, Shea Kapora and Johanna Orr. Stage manager, Jackson Walsh. Running October 23rd through November 1st, 2015. At the Theater School at DePaul University in the Sandra and Dennis Healy Theater, 2350 North Racine Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Email theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. Our telephone number is 773-325-7900. The cast in order of appearance. Bolette, Gail Tierney. Ballastead, J.J. McGlone. Lingstrand, Sam Katansky. Hilda, Rebecca Keeshan. Wangel, Greg Wentz. Arholm, Charles Johnson. Elida, Elsa Gunther. The Stranger, Clint Campbell. Place and time, Norway, early 1900s. The play will be performed with one 15-minute intermission. The Lady from the Sea is presented by special arrangement with the play. Dramaturgy note. Why should we belong to the dry land? Why not to the air? Why not to the sea? Henrik Ibsen, in a letter to William Archer. In 1887, Henrik Ibsen and his wife summered on Denmark's Jutland coast in Frederikshavn, a harbor town, and Saby, a seaside vacation town. He wrote to Archer about how much the sea excited him. It was favorable to contemplation and constructive thought. He ended the letter by saying he was preparing some tomfoolery for next year. 1 year later, Ibsen published The Lady from the Sea. Ibsen drew on many influences while writing this play. Geographically and culturally isolated from the rest of Europe, the people of Norway held on to their rich history of mythology, much of which involved the mysteries of the sea. Ibsen was fascinated by the theory that humans had evolved from tadpoles. He also found inspiration in his mother-in-law, Magdalene Thorsen, whose romance and feelings for the sea are reflected in the character of Elida. The late 1800s was the beginning of the modernist movement in Europe. Ibsen began to focus on introspection and psychology. He was drawn to ideas challenging the expectations of strict morality and family life. Interested in revealing what lay behind human facades, Ibsen created works that contained disconcerting conclusions. The Lady from the Sea was written between two of Ibsen's most famous plays, A Doll's House and Hedda Gabler. All three center on a strong female protagonist. All three deal with secrets, morality, and choice. Like the others, The Lady from the Sea captures Ibsen's interest in social and familial issues, but uniquely breaks from his well-known style of realism to explore the spiritual elements of people and their relationships. Johanna Orr, BFA 4, Theater Arts.